This is the Break Free Podcast with Ashley Winston, where we talk about all things faith, business, and life. Ashley Winston is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, international speaker, author, and business advisor. Let's join her as she begins.
We're talking about finances again on the Break Free Podcast because we're celebrating National Financial Literacy Month. And recently I was talking to some of the mentees in my mentorship community. We were chatting about how my business has been growing organically and how things have been coming together because they've been watching, you know, it progress over a period of time. In general, when we're talking about progress, results, success, I hear them say things like, you know, I'm just out here watching God, or God is doing it all, or things like that. And I know what they mean. I know what they mean. We're giving glory to God for the results because he's the one giving us the ability to work. But we have to be careful, because what I notice sometimes in their lives is that there's a tendency to put all of the responsibility on God, which takes away the responsibility from them having to put in any work. And when we act like God has to do everything, we decide that as a result, we get to do nothing. That creates deception, okay? We have to really be careful, because God has already done his part. It isn't God who's, you know, recording the podcast. I have to get up. He's enabling me to do it, but I have to do it. I have to get up. I have to record. I have to send the audio to be edited and so on. And it isn't just him building the websites, developing the content, putting the pieces of our lives, of our businesses together. There are men and women showing up every day doing their part to bring the pieces together. And what we do with God, it's called a partnership for a reason. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says we are laborers together with God. So we're doing the work with him. And so we have to be careful as it relates to growing financially, that we don't put everything on him and then remove the responsibility from us. Like, we don't have a part to play in it. This is something that I see in the lives of many people that I've coached over the years that can become problematic, because when we think this way, it puts us in a place of always waiting on the Lord. I know you've heard people say, just wait, I'm waiting on God, you know, waiting on God, see what he's going to do. Well, you might be waiting for a while because he's already giving you the authority. So oftentimes God is waiting for us to make a move. I remember one time somebody prophesied to me that, you know, in my life as I move forward, it would be like the Michael Jackson. I think it's, I don't remember which video, music video it is, but essentially where he steps on the keys, right, the piano key, and as he steps on the key, it lights up. So that's how this works. It's like God's going to light it up. Are you stepping forward? Because as long as you're waiting, nothing is getting lit up. You're just waiting, and you can be waiting for a long time. Now, I do think there are prophetic moments, kairos moments, okay? When we're in kairos time, that's a set time for something to occur. But many times, God is waiting on us to make a move, and he will back us. That's where the faith comes in, right? Again, going back to the scripture that tells us we're co-laborers in God's service. So it isn't just God out here making things happen all on his own. If that were the case, we could just, you know, lay around and eat and chill out all day, and we would wake up and things would be happening. Our businesses would be built. So he gives us the vision, and then in the strength and his strength, we have to go out and build and do what he's calling us to do. We have to pursue, overtake, and conquer, all right? He's calling us to build with him. And so I know I talk about this a lot, but it's because I see in coaching people that they're struggling, usually because there's something they haven't done that they were waiting on God to do, okay? And so that's a good question to ask yourself if you're listening. Have I done the last thing God's told me to do? Have I done, you know, what he's told me to do? Have I followed all of the instructions that I've been given by him and by others that he has empowered and entrusted to guide, coach, and or mentor me, because the Bible says that God has given us the power to get wealth. So he's given us that power. Like I said, there's a supernatural enabling that's taking place, but you have to activate it by making moves, right? Faith without works is dead. Partnering with God is about more than just prayer. It's really about having a strategy and working that strategy, working that plan day in and day out. That's why Magic Mind has become, you know, a little bit of my go-to when working lately as I am building the next level of the vision that God has given me. I can't do it on my own. It goes back to that partnering aspect. And if I don't want to rely on that second cup of coffee, you know, to keep me going, I give Magic Mind a try. It's the perfect companion for helping me to stay sharp, focused, and energized throughout the day. Magic Mind is the, you know, only mental performance enhancer that improves your overall brain health, by the way, over time, with 12 active ingredients scientifically designed to improve energy, focus, and mood while decreasing stress. Okay, that's a combination. And you can visit magicmind.com/breakfree by clicking the link in the show notes for this episode. Use the code BREAKFREE20 for an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Another thing that comes to mind is that when we over-spiritualize things and act like God, you know, is responsible for doing everything and we kind of get to take a back seat and be passive, we also end up devaluing, I feel like sometimes, and dishonoring the men and women that God is using to do awesome things, to enhance and make an impact in our lives. Romans 13:7 talks about, it says, render therefore to all their duties tribute to whom tribute is due. I think sometimes we put everything on God and we can also dishonor and disvalue the men and women that God has put in our lives or that he's allowed us to serve or be around in order to learn from their example, from their achievements, from their journey. This affects money because when you dishonor people and you devalue them, it's like having open cases in the spirit. God is big on honor. And when you don't understand this, you can end up having open cases in the spirit, meaning you have offended by somebody or you are thinking of someone in a lesser way than how God has esteemed them and how heaven is perceiving them. And when you do that, you're out of alignment with the mind of God for people. And when you're out of alignment with the mind of God for people, it affects how he trusts you and it affects what he gives to you because you're not seeing things the way he's seeing them. So we have to be careful about not being offended with people that God is esteeming, that God loves, that God is using in a mighty way. And we have to make sure that we are honoring those people because they're his vessels. He's using them. And when we don't honor men adequately, well, it's going to affect your bottom line. It really is. It's because these are open cases in the spirit. So if you're listening and maybe you feel like this is applying to you, simple, just go to God and ask him what you need to do. You know, do I need to apologize to somebody? Do I need to, whatever. God may tell you to, I know for me, he's told me to sow in people's ministries or whatever it is. But when we dishonor people, even our spouses and our family members, God is not going to prosper that type of heart posture. Something to consider. I didn't know I'd be talking about honor, but that's where the episode went. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. That scripture makes it completely clear. Another thing I thought about as it relates to taking the responsibility off of ourselves and putting everything onto God. I remember when I first became a Christian and, you know, I would go to different gatherings and things like that. And I remember every time, or not every time, but often when somebody was about to start praying, they'd start with, Lord, let this be all of you and none of me. And I thought, well, if it's none of you, honey, who's going to pray the prayer? If it's none of you, who's going to sing the song? If it's none of you, like, it's him working in and through you. God wants people to see you, because when they see you, you can lead them to him. But if you're not there, he needs a vessel. You're the vessel. That's the point that I'm making. So it's you and him. Let it be you and him partnering together. You and him calling things that be not as though they were. You and him casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You and him pursuing, overtaking, and recovering all. It's you and God, and that's really what the Break Free book was born out of, too. It's a guide to help you understand relationship, because what I discovered when I became a Christian was that many people had an appetite and a taste for religion, but once I started to come into revelation about what it meant to partner with God and how that felt and what that looked like, I realized, oh, a lot of people don't understand relationship. They get religion, but they're missing the relationship aspect, because the relationship aspect means that you have to contribute. You have to show up. You have to do your part. There's a responsibility in it. And I found that many Christians were passive. They wanted the opposite type of involvement, where everything was on God and they didn't have to do much. Let's go back to open cases for a moment, because open cases can definitely hinder your financial progress. So earlier in the episode, I was just talking about how when we're offended with people or, really just we got some character things going on, some things in our heart that need adjusting. Those issues can really affect your bottom line in your business, just in your ability to prosper, okay? Because when you're out of alignment with heaven's way of operating and doing things, because we're talking about kingdom economy, right, on this episode. I'm talking about how to prosper, how to do business God's way. So that's separate than just what we would consider the world's way of doing things. So as it relates to kingdom economy and operating and doing business God's way, well, when we're out of alignment with his principles, then we can't receive our inheritance, okay? Because we're missing the keys. It's like trying to get into a door, but you don't have the key. And sometimes we're putting old keys in new doors trying to get in. And old keys won't unlock new doors. You have to get new keys or just get the proper key for the proper door. And I think that's what's happening sometimes as it relates to finances. We think prayer is the key to receiving financial increase. It's a part of the strategy, but it's not the strategy, right? And then there are things that can be barriers or become barriers to us being able to fully get in that door. Let's call the door wealth, call the door increase, okay? There can be barriers that prevent us from being able to go inside the door. And one of them is open cases. And when I say open cases, it's just like having an open case in court, but it's the court of heaven. So you are violating principles that God is asking us to cooperate in agreement with. And when you violate those principles, well, now you have open cases in the spirit, and the enemy can go to God on your behalf and ask for permission to tamper with your resources and tamper with your finances or whatever it is, because technically you're out of pocket, right? You're out of alignment with the principles. You're out of alignment with what heaven is saying is required for wealth and riches to be in your house, for you to increase more and more, you and your children. And so when those ducks are not in a row, so to speak, then the enemy can reach his hand in and have access to your belongings, access to your finances, because the hedge is down. And it's not just the prayer part. Like I said, it's also the principle aspect, the principles that keep the hedge up in your life. That's what I mean when I talk about open cases. And if you're listening, you know, I would just ask God, pray, Lord, do I have any open cases? He'll show you. It could be, sometimes it's stuff you didn't even think about or that happened years ago. And he wants us to close those cases with him by obeying whatever it is he's telling us to do. And when we do that, then it's like we set a fresh foundation so that when seeds are planted and they get watered, now they can produce versus you don't have that foundation. And there's a lot of barriers and a lot of rocks and so on, if you will. And so you're planting seed, but nothing's coming up. Well, check to see if you have open cases. Okay. Another example of an open case, maybe you owe somebody, you didn't pay them back. That's an open case. We have to pay our debts. You're asking for increase, but you owe someone, or maybe you overcharge somebody or things like that. So we have to make sure that we are embodying what we're requesting of heaven. Another thing that comes to mind for this episode is a talk I had recently with someone who was feeling a bit frustrated and discouraged about planting a lot of seed and not seeing harvest yet. And the Bible does tell us that there's seed time and harvest. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a throwback episode coming up in May. So there's going to be a time, right, aspect. You have to wait a little while. There can be some downtime between when you sow and when you receive your harvest, but I've also found that as you mature in God's way of doing things and as you grow in faith, that downtime can be shorter based off of a lot of different aspects besides just you. It could also be the soil that you're sowing into that can produce a quicker harvest than others. That's a different episode, but there are a lot of different things that go into this, but one of the things I was telling this individual is to consider, you know, really analyze their environment and analyze their behavior, analyze their thinking to see, okay, am I really just waiting on God to bring harvest, or is there something else that I need to do that I'm not doing? And one of the things I asked this individual was, well, what are your nets? You know, you can't catch fish without a net. I mean, you could, but they're going to be flopping around everywhere and eventually they're going to pass out on you. Okay. So it's like you need some type of net to bring in the fish. All right. And so a net, these are rivers of income, streams of income that you need to create in order for God to fill. So what net can he fill if you don't have one? So that kind of goes back to faith without works is dead. What do you need to do? What do you need to give God to work with in order to receive a harvest? Because as I've mentioned before in previous episodes, the skills to harvest are different than the skills that you need to sow. On today's episode, I just wanted to give you a few ideas around what could be blocking your money and what could help you increase and grow financially. And we have to recognize hard work is not a supernatural event, but it really is us doing our part to co-labor with God and sit and learn also from those that he sent to help us. I know in my own life, I sat under and served somebody for about 7 years, and I received a lot more than I realized at the time because there was an impartation taking place. I learned a lot of what to do. I learned some things not to do, but I was learning the entire time. And I think sometimes we are trying to advance prematurely and we need to sit down and sit underneath somebody and be mentored and be coached or whatever it is so that we can avoid a lot of the pitfalls and a lot of the starting and stopping and a lot of the waste of our resources because we just don't know what we're doing. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," right? And so, you know, also don't forget that there are people around you who are in the trenches with you, putting in work day in and day out, who deserve recognition and honor. And I think that honor is a principle that will increase you. I've seen it happen in my own life. So as we're working and building and creating, let's just remember to stay humble and hungry and continue to learn from those who are ahead of us while partnering with God to manifest the abundant life He has already predestined for us to live. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Break Free Podcast. Remember, this is the place where we show up, tell the truth, and do the work so that we can live God's best for our lives. Until next time.